好，弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace with, be with you all, brothers and sisters.
在新的一年当中，祝大家真的是新年蒙福，能够灵命长进。
In this new year, I want to say, blessed be with you for the new year, and your spiritual walk will grow.
弟兄姐妹，我就觉得在纽约的生活了，这个节奏非常的快，觉得时间过得很快。
So I feel like New York lifestyle, the life pace is very, very fast.
我们从去年一家人搬到纽约服侍之后，这半年里面呢，发觉一个星期、一个月，哇，半年就过去了，很快。
We came to you, New York, last June, and a month goes by really quick, and half year already gone.
你没有感觉到时间真的是过得很快
？Don't you feel like time go by really quick？
这个2018年呢，还没有时间来检讨。哎，2019年已经来了，已经有很多的任务在前面了。
We haven't had time to reflect on 2018. 2019 is already here, and we have a list of things to do.
而且，啊，我们可以说跟2018年呢已经是永别了。
We have said goodbye forever to 2018.
因为过去的年日时间永远没办法再回头了。
Because we can never return back to 2018.
那坊间呢，在这个 market 里面有很多人教我们时间管理啊。教我们能够怎样的来学习啊培训。
So there's a lot of books that teaches us how to manage our time, and there are trainings as well.
甚至呢，我们无论有阅历也好，或者是这个时钟啊，有 iPhone 的这个手表啊，各种的方法，手机帮助我们能够善用时间。
So there are calendars, watches, iPhones to help you keep track of time and set apart things.
但是呢。有一个很特别的现象呢，就是我去一个 fitness center， 那个经理就告诉我。
So there's an interesting trend. When I go to the fitness center, the manager tells me this.
他说呢，一月份的时候呢，啊，这里很多顾客。
So in January, there's a lot of customers.
第二个月的时候已经差不多减了一半了。
And February, you see probably half the people.
过几个月之后，真的少了很多了。
And a couple of months later, you'll see sparsity.
牧师也发现一个现象，就是。年初的时候，弟兄姐妹的读经计划、灵修计划呢，很多人 sign up， 很多人参加。
So for pastors, the same. Beginning of the year, you see a lot of brothers and sisters sign up for devotions.
但是呢，过几个月之后，哦，又打回原形了。
And a couple months later, you return back to your old self.
所以我们要回到在神的给我们的这个计划当中，并且靠神的力量来管理好我们的时间。
So we have to base based on God's strength to manage our time.
而且从他那边做一个时间管理的、善用时间的一个智慧的人。
And be a wise man in our time management.
如果上帝每一天在你的银行账户里面打进86,400块。
If God gives you $86,400 to your bank account every day.
哇，你会觉得好宝贵，不会让。乱用，对不对？
You'll feel that it's very precious and not use it just whatever you want.
但是你知道吗？一天也是上帝给了你86,400秒。
So technically, actually, God gave you 86,400 seconds in a day.
60×60×24就是86,400。
60×60×24。
我们也不会随便就浪费，对不对？
We won't use it unwisely.
但是有时候时间就是这样过，我们就没有好好的善用。
But oftentimes, time just goes by so quickly, we don't even use it correctly.
其实，时间比金钱更宝贵。
Actually, time is more valuable than money.
因为钱错过了你可以再赚回来。
Because if you lose money, or if you spend the money, you can always earn it back.
但是时间过去呢，你就赚不回来。
But when time passes, you can never get it back.
所以难怪这个诗篇90篇。就是摩西说，啊，主啊，求你指教我怎样数算什么自己的日子，好叫我得着智慧的心。
No wonder the psalmist said, in Psalm 90:12, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
数算神给我们在这个时代他给我们的机会日子。
And we have to learn to number our days in this world.
所以今天我们回到。以弗所书这一段经文在5章14节到18节呢，神给我们有一个善用时间的 智慧人的一些原则。
So in today's verses, Ephesians 5:14-18, God uses this passage to teach us to be wise men in time management.
好，我们先读一读这一段圣经。
We'll read the passage together.
我们一起来读。所以主说，你这睡着的人，单醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要关照你了。你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，单像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。好，请读音。
Let's read it together in English. Ephesians 5:14-18. This is why it is said, Wake up, sleepers. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful, then, how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery.Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Let us pray together.
天父啊，我们打开你的话语的时候，我们真的是要在你面前啊，来思想你给我们的日子，给我们的时间，我们应该怎样做一个智慧人？求你亲自的教导，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。保罗在以弗所书这里给我们看见有。两种人，一种是死人，一种是活人。
So in here, tells us two type of people. One is someone who's dead, and another is someone who's alive.
在以弗所的书当中呢，保罗说，我们从前呢是局外人，是死人，是死在过犯当中。第二章里面讲到。
So Paul says we used to be dead, in the past.
是跟神的国，跟神没有关系。
We have no relationship with God's kingdom, with God.
我们没有永恒。
We have no eternity.
但是呢，如今因着神的怜悯、神的救恩，把我们活过来了，使我们活过来了。
But because of God's mercy and salvation, we were resurrected. We have a life.
所以我们成为一个活人了。
So therefore, we are someone who's living.
所以第二章的第五节和第一节都是说，我们与基督一同活过来了。
So in chapter 2, verse 5, it says, It is by grace you have been saved. We made alive in Christ.
跟你身边的人说你是活人了，就是信了主之后。
So tell each other, after you believe, you are alive.
你是活人。
You're alive.
活的人就是跟神有关系，而且有反应的。
That which means you have a relationship with God and you respond to God's calling.
并且呢，你活在他的永恒的时间计划中。
And you are living in his eternal time frame.
而且呢，你所做的不是虚空的。
Whatever you do is not aimless.
你是有永恒的家园的方向。
You have a direction to your eternal home.
而且，我们的生命跟这位永生的主耶稣连接在一起。
And our lives are connected with the God who lives forever.
当我们用他的旨意来行事的时候。
When we walk in His way, according to His plan,
我们所做的事就有永恒的价值了。
Everything we do has eternal value.
所以很多时候，我们就说，我没有时间。
Oftentimes we say, oh, I don't have time.
但是你也有时间做一些你喜欢做的事。
But you have time to do things that you like.
为什么呢？因为你看那件事很有价值。
Why is that? Because you give a good value on that thing.
所以作为一个善用时间的智慧人，我们要明白神的旨意，神的时间。
So in order to be a wise man in time management, we have to understand God's will, understand what God's desires are.
所以我们已经成为一个活人了。
So we are a new living person.
神已经借着他的话语，把他的计划启示在圣经。
Through God, He has given us His will through the Bible.
虽然每一个小节我们还在寻找，我们还在依靠他。
Even though we're still learning, we're still seeking.
但是我们感谢主，他是给我们有方向的。
But we thank the Lord because He gave us a direction.
所以在使徒行传第二十六章第十八节，保罗说，啊，神差保罗说，我差你到他们那里去，叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又信因信我，得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So in Acts 26:18, God says this to Paul, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
所以弟兄姐妹，我再次用这个保罗在以弗所书提醒我们，我们的生命是有永恒的家园。
So again, I want to use this example that is in Ephesians. Our life has eternal value.
而且我们的生命是不断的长进的。
And our life will continue to grow.
所以保罗在以弗所书他说，你们要长成基督的身量。
So therefore, Paul in Ephesians says we have to grow like Christ.
哦，原来我们在每一天的日子是有一个方向，有一个成长的。
So therefore, our life we have a direction, we have a growth spurt.
但是在这个过程当中呢，我们要把握时机。
But in this process, we have to learn to manage our time.
如果不把握时机，我们长不成呢。
Because if we don't manage our time, we will not be able to grow.
所以难怪在希伯来书他说，按照这个时候呢，你们应该是吃干粮，不是吃奶的，而且能够教导别人的。
So in Hebrews says, in this moment, you should be eating meals instead of drinking milk.
而且能够教导别人。
And you can also teach others already.
所以原来每个基督徒的生命是不断的长的。
So therefore, every Christian, you're growing each day.
但是有时候为什么不长呢？
But how come sometimes you don't grow?
哦，原来保罗说有人睡觉。
Because Paul says in here, some are asleep.
保罗不是说我们不要这个身体的睡觉。
Paul's not saying you don't sleep physically.
他说你们那些睡了的人。
He says in here, wake up, you sleepers.
当醒过来。
You should wake up.
这是在灵里面睡着了。
That is spiritually asleep.
那不是死了，因为死了之后呢，因为耶稣已经使我们活过来了，我们不是死人了。
So in this sense, it doesn't mean dead.As spiritually dead, it means spiritually asleep.
只是睡了。
Asleep.
你有没有发觉，有些人在睡的当中呢，他不是完全没有反应的。
So some people when they're asleep, it's not that they don't respond at all.
比如说你说，哎呀，不要吵我了。
When you tap on their shoulder, they say, don't bother me.
然后应该起来的时候，迟一点了。
And then when it's time to get up, I snooze a little bit.
再五分钟。
Another 5 minutes.
又叫他的时候，哎呀，很累啊！你再给我五分钟。
Oh, you call them again. They say, "Oh, I'm so tired. Give me another 5 minutes."
有没有人你的闹钟闹几次才响的
？So how many of you have to snooze your alarm clock many times?
慢慢就是拖延了。
So then you drag and you lag.
原来我们在属灵的生命当中也有一种叫做拖延症。
So in our spiritual lives, it's also like that.
知道是很重要。
It is good to understand that.
知道要做。
It's good to know that you have to do certain things.
再睡一会儿吧。
But then we often say, maybe another time.
再迟一点吧。
Maybe a little later.
所以保罗说，你要醒过来。
So Paul says here, wake up.
你是活人。
You are alive.
我们应该把握时间来做神要我们做的事。
We have to cherish the time and opportunity to do God's words.
醒过来，知道我们的两个身份。
So when you wake up, you'll know the two titles that you have.
就是在第五章里面他讲的我们是蒙爱的儿女。
So the two titles are, one of them is children loved by God.
我们是蒙神爱的神的儿女。
We're children loved by God.
我们的生命不是一个不断的轮回的一个循环的一个阶段。
Our life is not incarnation that goes around, around, around.
我们是蒙神所爱，在神的计划当中每一天都有价值的。
We are loved by God. We are in His plan. We have a value in our daily life.
蒙爱的儿女是效法主的。
And those who are loved by God, they are like God.
效法主耶稣。
We do things that similar to Christ.
哇，主耶稣他很常常的警醒。
Jesus is always awake and alert.
哇，天未亮的时候，耶稣已经起来。
Before dawn.
他起来 退到旷野祷告。
He goes to the wilderness to pray.
警醒。
And he's alert.
我不知道大家你的一天的开始是怎么开始。
I don't know how you start your day.
所以一个善用时间做善用时间的智慧人呢，第一就是要警醒。
So be a wise man in time. The first thing is be awake and alert.
并且呢是谨慎的。
Yep, awake and alert.
我有一段时间人到中年了。
So for a period of time.
人到中年的时候呢，什么东西都有孩子了，有工作了，什么都稳定了。
So in your middle age, life is pretty set. You have children, work is pretty good, pretty stable.
侍奉也差不多上了轨道了。
Ministry already on the right path.
但有时候觉得自己很迷失的。
But oftentimes I feel like I'm lost, confused.
每一天工作好像你就重重复复的做这些东西。
And every day I work doing the same thing over and over and over.
又会问自己到底有什么价值呢？
Then I ask myself, what is the purpose? What is the value?
有些人一直为他祷告，一直付出，没有改变呢。
And then you often pray for somebody continuously, and nothing changes.
小孩子青少年的阶段，又问题越来越多了。
And children in their teenage years, more and more problems.
也会发觉自己的体力，慢慢也有点下降了。
And then notice myself, physical strength has decreased.
人的观念就是说。虽然夕阳好，只是什么？近黄昏近。就是说，看见一个晚霞，觉得黄昏很好，只是
Even though basically, if you're watching the sunset, it looks beautiful, but it's close to nighttime.
Yeah, 非常好。但是神给我们的方向和生命。是什么呢？
But what is God's direction and path for us?
他使我们的灵魂苏醒。
He awakes our soul.
引导我们走义路。
Guide us to the correct right path.
义人的道路是什么？
What is the path of righteousness?
越走越光明。
Because every step you take, it gets brighter.
所以，我们基督徒呢，要学习醒来，抬起头来。
So therefore, Christians, we have to lift our heads up.
你知道吗？当我们常常是这个身体萎缩的时候呢，已经觉得我们已经很消沉。
So when we are slouching, we just feel like we're down.
所以醒来就是在灵里面醒觉，我们是有神给我们的生命，还有我们是光明之子。
So be awake and be alert, rise up, because we're children of God, we're children of light.
这两个身份我们要记住。是保罗说你们是蒙爱神的儿女，是光明之子。
So the two titles, one is children loved by God, and the other is children of light.
光明是代表着我们不贪睡了。
So what light means is we no longer sleep continuously.
耶稣基督就是我们的真光。
Jesus Christ is our light.
我们跟随他的就不在黑暗走了。
When we follow him, we will not walk in darkness anymore.
我们走在他给我们的每一天的恩典和他给我们的方向中。
We walk in His grace and we walk in the direction that He has given us.
所以我鼓励大家，真的是早上一醒来，我们现在最喜欢的是什么呢
？So I encourage everyone to do this. I know a lot of times when you wake up in the morning, you look through your, you scroll through your phone.
对不对？哇，我们已经用了不知道多少时间，就看看昨天的 Facebook 啊 ，WeChat 哪个 like 我，哪个 like。
Or you look at Facebook, you look at WeChat, oh, the post I posted yesterday, how many likes I got.
你没有寻求神 like, 神的喜悦呢?
Do you seek for God liking your post?
就是你早上一起来, 我现在呢, 先做一个祷告。
So now, every time I wake up in the morning, I make a prayer.
就算是有时候没有一个跪的姿势在床上也是主啊。感谢你新的一天，求你的灵充满我，求你加添我力量。
So even if I'm not in the kneeling position, I pray to God, may you be with me, may you strengthen me every day.
后来刚才我说有一段时间比较，好像在中年的那种的消沉的时候。
So earlier I mentioned about being a middle-aged man, being very confused.
后来听到在网络上有一个叫 Miracle Morning.
So then online I saw this thing called Miracle Morning.
有一个人呢，他专门研究了很多的成功的人士。
Someone researched on those who are very well established.
他们发觉呢，他发觉呢，他们有一个共同的这个好习惯，就是早起。
So they notice one common goal, common theme of the people, and that is wake up early.
哦，那我就试一试了。结果呢，从六点、五点啊，真的是五点钟就起来了。
So to me, I tried it too. I used to wake up at 6, and now I try to wake up at 5.
然后起来的时候呢，哦，原来他有几个步骤可以做的，祷告啊，阅读啊，写计划啊。
So there are a couple things I can do: wake up, pray.Read and then write what you want to do, your plans.
这些只是一个方法。
But of course, this is only just a step.
但是我知道最成功的人，这位主耶稣，他也是有这个习惯。
So we know that the well-established person, Jesus, he has similar plans.
他这圣经告诉我们的。
In the Bible, it says.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
次日早晨。天未亮的时候，耶稣起来，到旷野地方去，在那里。
Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
是他善用一个安静的时间，退到旷野，单单的来寻求神。
So Jesus used his quiet time and went into the wilderness, to seek the Lord.
然后他很多时候。整夜祷告中，然后就选了十二个门徒，记得吗？在路加福音。
So in Luke, after praying overnight, he chose the 12 disciples.
然后在客西马利园面对十字架的时候，他说：“你们要警醒祷告。”
And in Gethsemane, before facing the cross, he said to the disciples, "Be alert and pray."
所以，善用时间的智慧人，第一步要学习警醒祷告。
So being a wise man in time management, you have to be alert and be awake.
然后要谨慎
，and be cautious，
因为啊，如果我们一错过，就会耽误了时间。
Because if we lose the time, we will not be able to get it back.
我开车来贵教会的路上呢，哇，开了77 mile， 一个多小时。
So when I drove to the church this morning, I drove 77 miles per hour, for about an hour to here.
那我有 set up GPS 啊。
I had GPS set up.
但是如果我没有去注意啊，自己又出错了路口的时候
，So if I slack off and go to the wrong exit,
哇，我就一直绕路了。
I will have to take many detours.
结果呢，浪费了时间了。
That will waste a lot of my time.
所以人生的每一天，其实影响着明天，影响着后天，影响着将来。
So every day in our life, every step we take, it will influence.The future, the next day, the days after.
如果我们错过了这个出口，我们错过了这段时间，我们可能要用更多的时间来修补那个事情。
If we miss the exit, if we miss doing something, we have to spend more time trying to circle back around to where we started with.
所以要谨慎。
So we have to be alert.
所以求神帮助我们。第二呢，保罗在这里说，我们要把握这个。光阴时间，爱惜光阴。
So the second thing that Paul mentioned here is to redeem your opportunities.
这个爱惜这两个字呢，在原文来说呢，是赎回的意思。
So in the passage where it says make the most of your time, it actually means to redeem.
就是我们曾经。死在过犯当中的时候，我们是按照我们的私欲，按照世界的潮流行。
So in the past, we based off on the society, based on what the world does.
我们所做的跟神没有什么关系。
We don't have a relationship with God.
但是现在我们被救赎了。
Now that we have been redeemed.
我们看时间就不应该像以前一样了。
We should not look at time, opportunity similarly as past.
我们应该赎回我们曾经。在那种的自我，在这种的私欲当中的时间。
So therefore, we have to redeem the time that we have spent, in the past.
当然不是说把那个时间找回来，就是说我们的态度，我们对时间的看法和那种珍惜，就不要像以前一样。
It is not to actually physically grab the time back, but have a different attitude, change our perspective, and go forward from there.
然后这个观音那两个字呢，不是 time， 不是 chorus， 而是 kairos， 是一个时机、机会的意思。
So in here, the quote-unquote time, it actually means opportunity.
原来神给我们每一天有很多的机会。
Actually, God gives you many opportunities each day.
比如说，敬拜的时间，我们十点钟开始。
Such as worshiping time, starting at 10 o'clock.
那如果你错过了这个机会、这个时机的话呢，那你选择在家里面休息的话呢，那你就得不到神在这一段时间给你的祝福。
So if you miss this time, this opportunity to worship and stay home, you will miss the blessing God has prepared for you.
要把握神给我们的每一个时间。
So we have to make the most of every opportunity.
而且做神要我们做的事。
And do what God wants us to do.
明白他的旨意，不要做糊涂人。
Understand His will and not be a foolish person.
敬畏他。做智慧人。
Be fearful of God and be a wise man.
你对2018年在教会的服事，在家庭的服事，你感受到有神的给你的成就感吗？
Do you feel accomplished with the ministry in church as well as your family in the past year, 2018?
我相信，当你回头一数的时候呢，是有很多的感恩的，对不对？
So when you reflect back in 2018, there must be a lot of things that you're thankful for.
我记得，去年有三个家庭需要我帮他们主持一个，安息礼拜。
So in the past year, I had three funeral services, for three different families.
有一个人他是，先生，只是五十多岁就离开世界。
So for one family, the husband actually passed away at age 50.
虽然不认识他们。
Even though I don't really know them,
朋友介绍，
friends introduced us.
但是呢，经过祷告，经过在神面前的领受，他这个时候有哪些方面的需要？神的话语哪些可以给他鼓励安慰
？Through prayer, I understand what kind of comfort, what kind of words they need.
结果看见这些的，太太还有他四个儿女，在这个安息礼拜当中。
So during the funeral service the week.I see the wife and the four children.
他们流泪。
They were very sad. They cried.
星期五的晚上非常痛苦。
On Friday night before the funeral, they were very sad.
但是透过祷告，透过神的话语的安慰，星期六的这个安息礼拜呢，他们心中已经有神的医治和平安。
But through prayer, and comfort from the Lord, on Saturday, the actual funeral, they were comforted.
然后呢？过了几个星期之后呢，他妈妈这些孩子的妈妈告诉我，孩子喜欢牧师所选的那些的诗歌，那些的诗歌帮助他们认识神，他们还没有信主。
A few weeks later, the wife told me the children really like the songs I chose, even though they're not Christian yet.
所以这些侍奉的机会，都要我们好好的把握，以致我们一句的话，一个的问候。一个的祷告都可以成为神所纪念的价值。
So we have to seek every opportunity that God has given to us, through words of encouragement. That way, we can encourage others.
跟妻子结婚十八年了。
So I've been married to my wife for 18 years.
过往的热情好像也没有了。
We don't have the past excitement.
每一天，每一个。月都是面对什么？开门就七件事啊。
So when we open the door, we face the seven things.
柴米油盐。
Just daily activities.
后来呢，我就参加了那个亲密之旅的，帮助我们夫妻更增进这个关系的课程。
So we went to a class, a seminary. We went to a class teaching about marriage.
现在呢？你在操练如何的带领其他的夫妻。
And after going to that class, we learned how to collaborate together and also teach other couples.
真的可以抓住了这个机会，神也听了祷告，使我们减少了一些冷战嘛。
So after going through the class, we have learned to have less cold wars between me and my wife.
可以更多的刻意的有一些的 quality time, 精心的相处时间。
And we take time to have quality time together.
并且呢，有更深入在灵里面的分享和聆听。
And share deeper in our spiritual walk and learn to listen to each other.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，新的一年，365天。神等待着我们去把握每一个机会。
So New Year, 365 days, God wants us to seek every opportunity.
很多时候我们就会祝别人说 Have a good day.
We often say to others, Have a good others, Have a good day.
就是说啊，如果你遇到好的事、好的人，那就 Have a good day 了啊。
If you see good people, Have a good day.
顺利就 Good day 了啊。
Yeah, it's good day.
另外，我们可不可以这样的换一换来想呢 ？Make a good day.
How about we change it a little bit? You tell others, make a good day.
Make a good day 就不同了。
When you say make a good day, it's
不是靠运气啊，这个就身边的人、身边的事是不是好了
？It is not based on luck and how the people that you face.
而是你主动的用神给你的智慧，善用每一个机会，就算是遇到不好的人、不好的事，你都可以来改变自己，来。Make a good day.
When you make a good day, it doesn't matter what you face, the challenges that you have ahead of you, you will make the most out of it.
所以求神帮助我们，抓住每一个机会来为主所用。
So may God help us make the most of every opportunity, redeem them.
所以在网络上，我看到一段的文字，他说：“把握时间思考。”让它成为力量的来源。
So I saw this online. Hold on to every opportunity to think because it's a source of strength.
把握时间阅读，因为它是智慧的基础。
Hold on to opportunity to read because it's a foundation of wisdom.
把握时间休息，因为它维持年轻的秘诀。
Hold on to opportunity to relax. It's the trick of staying young.
把握时间安静，因为它是寻找上帝的时刻。
Hold on to opportunity to be quiet because it's the time to seek God.
把握时间关怀人。
Hold on to opportunities to care for
others. 它是做人的良机。
It is the best time to help others.
把握时间爱人和被爱，因为是神给我们最美好的礼物。
Hold on to opportunities to love and be loved. It's the best gift given by God.
把握时机开怀大笑，因为它是心灵美妙的乐章。
Hold on to opportunities to laugh out loud. It's the best melody of the heart.
把握时机善待人，因为它是快乐之道。
Hold on to opportunities to be kind to others. It's the path of happiness.
所以，我真的是鼓励大家警醒啊，为我们醒来啊。
So I encourage everyone to be awakened.
警醒祷告，谨慎行事。
And awake in a prayer and alert in the things that you do.
把握时机。
And also make the most of every opportunity.
我今年也开始呢，把一些的感想、神给的感动，或者是有一些重担，把它写在我的日记本，也包括好像是日记，也包括是这个 calendar。
So I started writing things down on my little calendar book. Things that God has inspired me, I will put it down.
有时候很多的烦恼的事情，到底我的忧虑在哪里呢？把它写下来，一二三四五。
Oftentimes things that bother me, I write it down, one, two, three.
你知道吗？当你清空了你大脑，你的压力就减低了。
So actually, when you let go of things in your mind, you'll feel a lot less burden.
神给你感动。这个月这个星期要做的哪几样重要的事？一二三四。
God has given you a couple things in your mind of what to do. One, two, three. You write it down.
放在哪个日程表上
？And putting on which time period?
这个是什么 ？Be mindful, 刻意的来保持醒觉。
And that is to be mindful, be alert.
并且也按着神的恩典和能力来做每一样的事。
And through God's grace, do everything.
我相信。你一年之后，在未来的一年呢，我们这样的做的时候，我们的生命是有果子的。
So when you do some things like that, you will see the fruit at the end of the year.
我们要定期的来保养。
We have to have to have maintenance.
比如说你的车, 3000 miles 或者是5个月, 现在一年了, 有些车好厉害, 现在一年才换那个机油。
Some cars are very good, they don't have to change engine oil for a long time, even a year later.
But you have
to have a regular maintenance.
我们的人生, 包括你的家庭, 与神的关系, 与家人的关系, 与工作的关系, 啊, 与教会侍奉的关系, 都要定期的保养。
Our life will have to have regular maintenance. Family life, church life, work life, all have to have the same maintenance.
而且透过这些定期的保养, 我们不断地成长, 我们不断地改进。
And through these maintenance, we'll continue to grow and continue to learn.
撒种的时候就该撒种。
When you're spreading the seed, you spread the seeds.
浇灌的时候, 该下肥的时候, 我们把握时间来下肥。
When it's time to water, you do so.
该修剪的时候, 我们就修理。
When it's time to trim, you do that.
收成的时候, 就感谢主, 赶快收成。
And when it's time to harvest, you do that and be thankful.
新的一年, 是神等待着我们去经历他的丰盛。 我们基督徒的生命是 productive, 是丰盛的。
So in this new year, God gave us an abundant life. It's full of blessings.
所以求神帮助我们, 我们做我们该做的, 神就让他成长。
May God help us. When we do what we need to do, God will help us grow.
但是很多时候我们真的是立志行善, 由得我, 行出来由不得我。
A lot of times we make plans, but then we often don't follow through.
所以呢, 最后一个, 保罗说, 我们要 被圣灵来充满, 被圣灵来掌管。
So lastly, Paul says, be filled by the Holy Spirit.
不要醉酒。
Do not get drunk on wine.
酒充满的时候, 酒精充满的时候, 他整个人都失控了。
When you're filled with when you're filled with wine, you lose your control.
酒使人放荡, 就是松懈, 放松了。
It leads you to debauchery.
你会发觉有些人喝醉酒之后呢，哎，把里面的坏的东西已经说给人听了。
So when some people when they're drunk, they say the worst things.
不应该做的又做了。
Some things that they shouldn't do, they do after they're drunk.
所以他是被一样东西控制了。
Because they're controlled by the wine.
但是我们作为基督徒，虽然说啊，我们这边没有人，很多人醉酒啊。
I don't see anybody drunk here today.
但是我们很多人什么醉机啊。
But we often are drunk with our cell phones.
醉手机啊，醉电视机啊。Yeah,
drunk with the cell phones and TV.
你知道吗？那些的所有。 很多的 app 很多的设计呢，就是要让我们上瘾。So
a lot of apps that's on the phone, they actually want us to be addicted to.
很多的游戏啊。
A lot of games.
很多的 reward.
A lot of rewards.
它整个一团的人在背后来设计，就是要你常常就是玩。A
group of people preparing the app, they want you to be addicted to it, continuously playing.
我们不能被这些东西来控制。
We should not be controlled by these apps.
当然，牧师说，不是说以后不要用手机，不要用电视，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying do not use the phone anymore or watch TV anymore in the future. From being controlled by it, you initiate.
是被谁主动的？是被神的灵主动我们。
Be initiated by who? By God, by the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们的生命就是好像这样的一个手套一样。
So an analogy, our life is just like this glove.
当有 这个我的手一充满它的时候,
When my hands fill the glove,
哇, 它就被我影响, 引导, 控制了。
It is controlled by me.
所以我们的生命, 当我们常常让神的灵来充满, 引导我们的心思意念,
So when we let the Holy Spirit fill us and guide us,
我们就有力量来为主所用了。
We will have the strength to be used by God.
我们的生命不是软趴趴的, 就是好像
Our life is no longer weak and we do repetitive things.
是按着神的永恒的计划,
and it's, we are following God's eternal plan for us.
而且圣灵体贴神的意思,
and understand God's will.
他有时候我们不知道怎么祷告, 圣灵用说不出的叹息为我们祷告。
So even though sometimes we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit fills us and helps us pray.
所以我们做我们该尽的本分。
So therefore we do what we have to.
但是圣灵加给我们的力量是做超越我们所能够成就的。
And be filled with the Holy Spirit, it will give us strength to do above what we can imagine.
以弗所书他也讲到，就是说不要让神的灵，神的圣灵担忧伤担忧。
It also says, do not, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
因为我们受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子。
With whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
所以当我们有时候走错路了。
So sometimes when we go on the wrong path.
我们回顾2018年，哇，有些的心意，有些的所做的事，真的是在黑暗中的。
Reflecting back on 2018, there's things that we do that were in dark.
我们甚至是在罪中。
Even living in sin.
但是神叫我们醒来。
But God tells us to be awakened.
不要沉睡。
Do not sleep longer.
感谢主啊！我刚才用那个 GPS 的例子。GPS 的英文叫什么？
So earlier I used the analogy of the GPS. What does that stand for?
Oh, 差不多啊。我查的是它的 Global Positioning System， 就是全球的、全方位的，它来带领这个方向、这个位置。
So Global Position System may guide you wherever you go.
当我们走错路，但是呢？感谢主啊，那个在太空里面有一个卫星，是
不是？
它在引导我这个车上这个 GPS。
So even though we go on the wrong path, we have the GPS to tell us where we should be going.
啊，这个卫星呢、啊，就好像比喻啊，天父的啊掌控旨意一样。
So similarly, it's just like how God guides us in our daily life when we go on the wrong path.God is guiding us.
这个手机的这个 GPS 就好像圣灵啊，在我们的人生当中，在我的车上。
And similarly, the GPS is just like the Holy Spirit that guides us.
啊，他跟那个天父在通信呢。
The Holy Spirit is connected with God.
然后他就告诉我，转右，转左，啊，回头。
And then he'll tell us to turn left, turn right, make a U-turn.
如果我不听他的声音呢？
If I don't listen to the Holy Spirit,
那我就一直的走，一直的走错。
I will continuously go on the wrong path.
然后他又 rerouting.
And then the Holy Spirit will again say reroute.
越早回头，越早回到神的心意中，你就越省了时间，不会浪费。
The earlier you turn around, turn back, the less time you waste.
所以我们常常回到借着祷告。借着读神的话语，借着我们这个很刻意的来自我的反省，让圣灵来引导我们。
Through reading the Bible, through prayer, through using planners like this, we can go back to God.
我鼓励大家，如果你还没有做一年的检讨计划的时候
，So I encourage everyone, if you don't have a resolution, a plan.
不一定说一定要年一开始的那一天，我们全部都做好。
I'm not saying you have to start it on January 1st.
你一直养成一个这样的习惯的时候，其实神在一直在引导，在帮助我们 make a good day, make a good month, make a good year.
So when you have that mindset, you will make a good day, you'll make a good month, make a good year.
我们的生命是成长的。
Our life is continual growth.
我们的生命是有方向的。
Our life has a direction.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
最后，主耶稣他自己，他是一个很忙的人。
So lastly, Jesus is actually a very busy man.
他忙到一个地步，连吃饭的时间都没有。
He was so busy to a point that he doesn't have time to eat.
他总是有时间祷告。
But he always have time to pray.
而且在天未亮的时候，退到旷野来祷告。
It was even when it was dark, he went into the wilderness to pray.
他知道。他也要靠圣灵的力量，圣灵引导他在旷野来胜过魔鬼的试探。
Because he knows he has to base his hope by the Holy Spirit to fight off sin.
并且呢，他在每一个时刻 保持父啊，赦免他们。
In every moment, he says, "God, Father, forgive them."
在最痛苦的时候，父啊，赦免他们。
When he was on the cross, he prayed to God, "Father, forgive them."
最后他的一句话是什么？成了。
His last words on the cross were, "It is finished."
求主帮助我们，也能够在每一天结束的时候，不是一个懊悔的结束。
So may God help us at the end of the day, we are not full of regrets.
而是靠着他加给我们的力量，我们说啊，今天我们该做的做了。
But based on His blessings, be thankful for what we have done today.
今天还没有做完的，神有恩典，有怜悯，我们明天做得更好。
And the things that we have not yet finished, have courage to do it tomorrow.
最后，我这首有一首歌来鼓励大家。
So I have a song that I want to encourage everyone.
是在我年轻，奉献给主的时候。
It's a song when I dedicate myself to God.
在听到那个，谭崇，明牧师。
I heard it from Pastor Tom.
他的歌词是这样的。
The lyric says this.
我不愿再虚度己身。
I don't want to waste this life.
毕生一事无成。
And have no accomplishments.
多少机会已流失。
Many opportunities slipped away.
如今不能再空等。
Cannot wait in vain.
合神心意，合神心意，这是我心所求。
To be after God, to be after God, to be after God's will, that is what my heart longs for.
愿主坚定我心志，使我合神心意。
May God strengthen me so that I will be after His will.
我们一起闭着眼睛来听这首歌。
Okay, let us listen to the song.
我不愿再虚度此生。一生一世无常，多少机会已流失，如今不能再空等。合神心意，合神心意，这是我心所求。愿主坚定我心志，使我合神心意。我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，谢谢你把我们救赎出来。
Heavenly Father, thank you for saving us.
让我们在你的永恒的时间中有份。
That we take part in your eternal time frame.
并且每一天都是你给我们的礼物。
And every day is a gift from you.
给我们的机会。
The opportunity.
让我们抓住每一个机会来为主所用。
May you help us make the most of opportunity to be used by you.
无论是在家庭当中祝福我们的下一代。
In our family, please bless our children.
教导他们，按着神的旨意来教养他们。
Teach them with your words.
把握这些的时机。
Make the most of the time of every opportunity.
我们浇灌，我们撒种，神你使它成长。
Lord, we plant the seed, we water, you let it grow.
我们也为着我们在工作上，你让我们成为世界的光。
May we also be the lights, in the world, in our work field.
我们是光明之子。
We are children of light.
让我们在那个公司中，在我们那个工作岗位当中，把握时间来为你做光做盐。
In whatever work that we do, we'll learn to manage our time, be the salt and the light.
我们也为着我们在教会的服事祷告。
We also pray for the ministry in the church.
主啊，这是一个有机的身体。
Lord, this is a growing life, organic life.
帮助我们弟兄姐妹彼此联合。
Help the brother and sister be united.
我们的灵命，我们的教会的得救的人数也天天的增长。
Our spiritual life will grow, and also more people will be saved.
主啊，求你借着圣灵充满我们。 掌管我们的心思意念。
Lord, use the Holy Spirit to fill us and control our thought process.
使我们如果有走错路的时候，都能够靠着主回头。
So that if we're on the wrong path, we will will be filled by the Holy Spirit and turn around.
继续在你的恩典中成长。
Grow in your grace.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.